from KQED.
Too often, it takes a tragedy like a school shooting to bring attention to feelings of student isolation or alienation. But in Santa Barbara, a much-celebrated youth program teaches middle and high school kids how to cope with their feelings through games, dialogue, and performance. It's called AHA, and reporter Diane Bach checked out their spring concert to bring us this story.
18-year-old Samantha strides on stage before a packed auditorium at AHA's annual Sing It Out performance. AHA stands for Attitude, Harmony, and Achievement. Most of the teen performers have never sung in public before. This show is the crowning moment of their AHA journey.
It's such a sense of community that I've never felt before. There are people that I can rely on. All of them, even the adults, which is something, as a teen, I think is hard to find.
Samantha didn't want to give her last name. Before joining the AHA program in the ninth grade, she'd been through some tough times.
In sixth grade, I began self-harming. There wasn't really like a concrete reason. A lot of it had to do with body image. And then I found AHA. And I got better.
But better only lasted for a while.
I got extremely, extremely depressed. And I had stopped going to AHA. And then one of the facilitators called me. She said, why don't you come back? You know, it's not good for you to be isolated. And I came back. And it's probably one of the best decisions so far that I've made, for sure.
Jennifer Freed is co-executive director of AHA. She says the strong relationship between teens and their adult mentors makes the program unique.
The community aspect of this, we're all in it together and we're better together, really makes a point in terms of teen brain development and seeing a possible future for themselves.
Freed and fellow psychotherapist and educator Rennie Friedman founded AHA in 1999. Motivated by the shootings at Columbine High School, they created a year-round program at a few local public schools to help teens feel connected and safe. The idea was for the group to learn and grow together and improve the students' social and emotional skills. Weekly group counseling sessions are a key part of the program.
All right, so what we're going to do very quick is Thorns and Roses.
At a rehearsal for their annual Sing It Out show, the teens and their mentors sit in a circle to share what they call thorns and roses, their highs and lows of the week.
My thorn is that I'm kind of behind in some English work, but my rose is that I went to the beach last night by myself and it was just very relaxing.
AHA's methods also include lots of games, icebreakers, and trust activities where the teens and adults play together. And this approach is getting some attention. Earlier this month, a Chicago-based philanthropist tapped AHA to help establish a national curriculum for social and emotional learning. Again, founder Jennifer Freed.
It's a whole set of skills that allow somebody to become a really good relationship person, which is now proven to be the skill set needed in all facets of life.
Skills like managing moods, self-awareness, self-motivation, empathy, and compassion. Skills Joseph Ortiz was lacking when he first started the program.
I had a bad attitude to everything.
Do you know why that was?
I just had a lot of anger and no outlet because guys are supposed to be super tough and everything, and you can't talk about your emotions. I just needed somebody to talk with.
Later in our conversation, Ortiz opens up about being bullied in grade school.
And that's, I guess, where the anger first started, because I felt like I was being hated on and bullied, called names for everything, for no reason. And just what I call 6 years of probably the rough times of my life, I just wanted to stay home and just cry at times.
Today, he's a happy, enthusiastic college freshman, and he still attends AHA groups. He says he's never performed at any of the Sing It Out shows, but he finally worked up the courage this year.
I'm a shower singer. I've never sang in public before, really. So this is a huge step for me.
Joseph Ortiz exits the stage to a standing ovation. For the California Report, I'm Diane Bach in Santa Barbara.